Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
It's called the Farm to Food Bank. It's a pilot project designed to use cover crop technology and produce food for hungry people. Jimmy Emmons is the president of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, and he's at the forefront of cover crop technology as a part of soil health in the state of Oklahoma and across the southern Great Plains.
This is a win-win for everybody, Ron. All the partners here, as a producer and grower participating in this, I can achieve all my goals. I'm still planting a cover crop of multiple species, keeping the ground covered cool, but I'm also regenerating the soil. And so then we have healthy soils, we have healthy food, which is a common theme now amongst all of us guys in soil health projects, that we think that's the way we need to go. Plus, we can feed the hungry and the needy people of Oklahoma, which all farmers want to do.
Tell me a little bit about that cocktail mix that you're going to be trying out.
Okay, it originally had 15 different species in it, from multiple squashes, cantaloupe, 8 different watermelons, okra, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, kohlrabi, different greens in there that may or may not work this time. We were a little late planting, but there's lots of species in there that will have cucumbers and different things in there. I can't name them all. There was 15 in the original mix, and then I added 4 or 5 more just for good luck. So it's kind of wild, so it should be a worthwhile project.
How do you envision, in other words, how will you be able to glean this? You're going to have people come out on a regular basis, or what's the plan?
Well, the plan is the regional food bank is going to help provide the gleaners to come. I just got to kind of coordinate when things are ready, which that's going to be a challenge with multiple species. We're going to have different things coming off at different times. So I assume once we start, we're going to be busy daily or every week, 2 or 3 times a week through that. So that's part of the reason it's a pilot. We'll learn from that and see how that is, and maybe we adjust the mix next year to that if there's problems. If there's not, maybe we add to it.
4 farmers are involved in the initial pilot project. The idea is that once this cover crop mix is up to a stand and starting to produce vegetables, that the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma and the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma will provide volunteers to come in and glean those crops. The pilot project will help farmers learn more about a cover crop mix that will produce vegetables while preserving soil health benefits for farmers and their land. DuPont and Dow Chemical announced at the end of this last week that their proposed merger has been approved by the U.S. Department of Justice. Dow Chair and CEO Andrew Laveris says he's very pleased that the DOJ approved the transaction. He says, with the clearance, we're taking a significant step forward in bringing together these two iconic enterprises. You've got farm news on Ron.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including
it grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
At your farm news, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.